Kids, sometimes a relationship goes so smoothly for so long that you think it will be that way forever. It never is.
Well, we just had our first fight.
We had our first fight.
Oh no, what'd you fight about?
Oh no, what'd you fight about?
Barney puts in earphones.
A few months ago, my architecture firm was approached to design this new building.
Well, it's this big skyscraper in Spokane. It'd be a huge project for his firm.
And if we don't get it, we could go under.
So anyway, the head architect unveils his new design to the whole company.
Ted doesn't clap.
No.
Yes.
Well, all skyscrapers kind of look like a...
Marshall, it's a 78-story pink marble tower with a rounded top and two spherical entryways at the front.
Wow, so it's the whole package.
Yeah, you did.
Had to.
Oh, dude, if they're selling condos, you gotta get me in. And don't give me the shaft.
Yeah, you did.
Had to.
It's a travesty. It's gonna define the skyline of the city. If it was me, I could have designed something amazing. Instead, I'm spending 12 hours a day designing the cornices.
Yeah, you did.
That wasn't one.
How I Met Your Mother, created by Carter Bays and Craig Thomas.
So you and Ted had your first fight. It obviously ended well. I mean, you're here with me.
Actually, it didn't end at all. I started getting bummed out, so I came here. It's what I do. When my grandma died, I got a perm.
Ooh, two tragedies in one day.
The thing is, Ted has been literally complaining about work nonstop for weeks. So when I came over today, I was kind of done.
Hey.
Hey.
How was your day?
Good.
Wow, you're a great interviewer. Aren't you gonna ask how my day was?
No, I know how it was. It was awful. Oh, you wanna run a movie tonight?
You know, I listen to your work stories all the time.
Yeah, but, and I don't wanna be rude here, but my work stories are interesting. I'm a television news reporter.
Robin,
what? I knew exactly what he was gonna say. I was just helping him get there faster.
You should work at a suicide hotline.
And then it got ugly. What I don't do is tell you the same story over and over again. I mean, you wouldn't watch the same movie over and over again, would you? Maybe a great movie like Die Hard, but Field of Dreams, once is more than enough.
So that's your go-to bad movie? The number one example on the tip of your tongue of a bad movie is Field of Dreams?
It's about ghost baseball players. I think it's stupid.
Marshall and Barney are incensed.
So now he's all mad at me about the stupid movie.
Robin, he's upset because you wouldn't listen to him, not because you didn't like some movie.
How do you not like Field of Dreams?
Listening is the foundation of a relationship. And if he's really droning on, you can always practice saying the alphabet backwards. You know, in case you get pulled over for a DUI.
I guess I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, it's really hard, even when you're sober. That's what I tried to explain to the cop.
No, I mean, I guess I don't know how to do this girlfriend thing. I've never been in a relationship this serious before. I should probably go tell him I'm sorry, shouldn't I? You're trying to do it right now, aren't you?
The hell comes before Q?
Then at the end of the movie, when he has a catch with his dad, like he never did when he was young enough for it to matter.
Can we talk about something else?
You know what, dude? Forget about Robin, okay? You're hanging with us tonight. I've got an awesome party lined up.
Oh, God. It's gonna be another one of your weird all-guy parties.
That was a poker game. What is wrong with you? No, it's the first law school party of the year, and it's gonna be awesome. I haven't seen these guys since, like, last year before Lily and I broke up. So I'm gonna have to break the news to everybody. It's really gonna bum them out. This party's gonna suck.
Well, love to join you at that one. But I got tickets to Foxy Boxing.
Like, I wish I could join you guys, but I gotta get back to my apparently boring job.
Your job's not boring.
Robin thinks so.
Dude, lots of chicks think architects are hot. Think about it. You create something out of nothing. You're like God. There's nobody hotter than God.
I love it when you quote scripture.
I'm telling you, you should use the architect angle with the ladies.
Okay, first of all, I have a girlfriend. Second, the architect angle doesn't even work on her. And third, I can't imagine that working on anyone, ever.
That's because you're always like, Ted Mosby, architect. If it were me, I'd be like, Ted Mosby, architect. Anything sounds impressive when it's said with the right attitude.
Marshall Erickson, recently dumped and heading to a lame party.
Whoa, whoa, ladies, please take it easy. There's enough of me for everyone.
Oh, all right. All right, we're gonna take off.
Wait up, I'll leave with you guys. Ted Mosby, architect. Trust me.
As Barney leaves with Marshall and his imaginary girlfriend, Ted gets up, then notices a couple of women at the bar.
Hey, just out of curiosity, if a guy told you he was an architect, what would you think of that?
Are you kidding? Architects are hot. How do you think Mr. Brady scored a babe like Carol?
Solid points. She did have hair of gold.
Yes, she did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, Carl, is Ted still here?
No. Hey, Lily, you still single?
Yes.
You know,
I've poured a lot of free drinks for you over the years. A lot.
Carl, do you really want to be with a woman who would trade sex for beer?
Only if you're into it. It's on me.
Thanks. But I wonder where Ted went.
Ted Mosby, the architect?
Actually, yeah.
Oh, he is such a cool guy. He was here earlier.
And what made you decide you wanted to become an architect?
Well, you know, soul of an artist, hands of a master craftsman. It was inevitable, I guess.
I bet you can draw, can't you?
You should draw me.
Well, I could try, but you might end up looking like a mid-century tri-level. Hey, if you want, my friend Marshall invited me to this party we could all go to. Marshall's great. He's just a lawyer, but somebody has to push the paper around for us creative types. Am I right?
Yeah.
To a party. Oh my God, are you okay?
Okay, it's awesome. It's a win-win. Ted got to vent and I don't have to hear it. Maybe after he's done with the talkie-talk, he'll come over and I'll get the fun part.
What is wrong with you? God, I feel like I'm teaching love as a second language here. Okay, you know how when he tells you boring work stories, you're supposed to listen? Well, when he picks up some random girl at a bar, you're supposed to freak out.
Well, I'm not freaking out because in my mind, she's fat.
She's a kickboxing instructor. Her ass looks better than my face.
All right, we'll swing by the party.
Now, the party was for some of Marshall's classmates from Columbia Law School, who by day were some of the sharpest and most serious young legal minds in the country. By night, however...
These are some drunk, almost lawyers.
Okay, seriously, who wants to shave my ass?
That guy went on to become a Supreme Court justice.
Okay, where are the guys in the hooker?
Yo, what's up, ladies? Welcome to the party, yeah!
Just need you to sign this release protecting the host from any and all responsibility should you harm yourself or a third party. Then freaking rage, yeah!
Hey, drunk legal dude, have you seen Marshall Erickson? He was with a guy named Ted.
You mean Ted Mosby, the architect? Man, what a visionary. Yeah, they were here.
Awards are nice. They look good on my shelf. But none of that acclaim means anything compared to the joy of seeing the sun rise over your first building.
Wow. I would love to watch the sunrise with you.
I know you would. It's the job.
Dude, should let us shave your ass tonight.
No way.
Hey, Marshall, where's Lily?
I didn't want to ruin the party for everybody this early, but everyone take a seat.
People gather round.
Lily actually called off the wedding this summer to go to San Francisco. So, we're broken up.
Her name wasn't on your lease, was it? Because if not, New York state law, you're not obligated to give her half the deposit when you move.
Yeah, that's not really the part I was worried about, guys.
And don't forget the precedent set by Smith versus Rosenblatt, 74. Any personal effects she left in your house or dwelling become yours after 30 days.
No.
Guys, can we cease and desist with the lawyer speak for a minute? Love died. The love that made you all believe in love, that's dead now.
You should sue her.
Really? On what ground, Kara?
On the grounds of... shut up!
That's our attorney general.
See? Marshall's still hung up on our breakup. Why?
because I listened to him. It was a strong, nurturing relationship that I threw away like old gum.
Not that I'm worried or anything, but back to the sun rising over Ted and, what tasteful way did you describe her?
The girl with the smackable ass.
Yes, that's the young lady.
So, I know the bouncer at this techno club Posers. Do you feel like dancing?
Yeah, okay. There is no way Ted went dancing. Ted hates clubs.
Hell yeah, I love clubs. I mean, I was gonna design a cathedral tonight, kind of take a whack at the whole relationship between God and man conundrum. But sure, let's go dancing.
Yeah!
Wait, let me just check with my cred.
Okay.
Hey, Marshall, you up for some super loud repetitive music that hasn't changed since the mid-90s?
Only always.
Let's go.
Dancing? He went dancing with this girl? Okay, maybe this is a little bad. Dancing is bad. Dancing leads to sex.
Did you grow up in that footloose town?
Ugh, I'm calling him. I'm telling him that I was wrong, and I'm sorry, and I totally want to listen to his stupid stories.
Yeah, think of another way to phrase that, and you'll be fine.
He's not answering. I'm calling Marshall.
Hello?
Marshall, hi, it's Robin. Can I talk to Ted?
Oh, Robin, hi. No, Ted's not here tonight. He's working.
Okay. Bye. Marshall just lied. Ted's cheating on me. Excuse me, I'm looking for a couple guys who came in here earlier. One's about 6'4", 210, sandy brown hair, and the other's a cheating bastard.
I'm gonna need to refresh my memory.
Okay, fella. Baby knows how this game's played.
How's a 20 help your memory?
Thanks, but seriously, it was crazy tonight. You really do need to refresh my memory.
Can I have the... That's cool, you keep that. So, these guys, one of them's an architect?
Ted Mosby, the architect?
That's the one.
Oh, yeah, he was here.
And then I was all, no, Frank Gehry, you're on your own this time. And that, my dear, was the end of that hack's career.
I live across the street.
That is one hell of a non sequitur.
You want to come over?
Well, I don't know. I suppose I should at least give you a ride home. Hop on.
I'll see you at book club, Vinny.
Yeah, I'll be bringing a crew to Ted's.
Nice.
Dude, what are you doing?
Galloping.
You proved it, all right? The whole Ted Mosby architect thing works.
Architects rule!
Woo-hoo!
Aren't you a little worried that a certain somebody might find out that you're doing this? And this isn't you, Ted.
It is tonight.
You know this girl. Where does she live?
I'm not telling you that for less than 20 bucks.
What amount of money?
I'm cash, too.
I'll take your purse.
My purse?
Yeah, my girl likes clutches.
Okay, fine. You should tell her that looks really good with the chocolate boot. Bitch is lucky I brought my small purse. No room for my gun. Here. Now, where does the rodeo slut live?
The building with the green light, apartment 3C.
Oh my God, Robin, are you gonna kick this girl's ass? Yeah, and steal her purse. I can't believe he's cheating on me. You know how many times I could have cheated? 6, no, 7. And you know 2 of them, and they would surprise you.
Tracy, let's do this, you ready?
Yeah, should I just kick the door in? Those are really nice heels, and you already lost a purse.
Let's see if it's unlocked. It's unlocked. Okay. Get in there and kick some spankable ass. Robin?
I'm the problem.
What?
You were right. I don't know how to be a girlfriend. I took the nicest guy in the world and I made him a cheater.
Well, don't stand out here and beat yourself up. Get in there and beat Ted up. I'll handle the slutty kickboxer. Actually, I'll take Ted.
Let's do this.
Bring it.
Robin deposits all the things from her purse on a shelf before creeping into the dimly lit apartment with Lily. They see someone taking a shower, then the bottom of a man's leg sticking out on the bed. Robin turns on the lights.
What do you think you're...
Barney? Thank God you're here. Can you help with this? I need nails.
Okay, I'm totally lost here. Where's Ted?
Ted? He's at work.
How did you get here?
Awesome story, as per usual.
How'd
I think Mr. Brady scored a babe like Carol.
Solid point. And she did have hair of gold.
Yes, she did.
Right? Sorry, I forgot my binocs for foxy boxing. Woo. Looks like things just got a little foxier right here.
Yes, they did. And you're just in time. Girls, I gotta go. But I'm leaving you in very good, if slightly sullied, hands.
Oh, don't go. I mean, we don't even know your name to look out for your buildings.
Yeah, stay.
Excuse us for one second. Okay, you were right. The architect thing totally works.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a girlfriend, and I gotta get back to work. This project is getting harder and harder.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I had to. See ya.
Sorry, my intern had to leave.
Oh, well, that's too bad. I'm Anna, by the way.
Ted Mosby, architect. But none of that acclaim means anything compared to the joy of seeing the sun rise over your first building.
Yeah!
What are you doing?
Galloping!
Woo!
You proved it. The whole Ted Mosby architect thing worked.
Architectural!
Aren't you afraid a certain somebody might find out about this? I mean, this isn't you, Ted.
It is tonight. And that led to a couple of hours that I cannot, as a gentleman, divulge to you. We did it right here and here and here.
But why would you use Ted's name?
I've had some recent bad press on the World Wide Web, so I'm taking a TO on the whole using my real name thing.
Well, this is great. It wasn't Ted. Everything's okay. Everything isn't okay. Look at me. I'm acting crazy and jealous and paranoid. This is how people act in relationships. And that's why I avoid relationships. Well, guess what? I haven't been crazy or jealous or paranoid in months, and I really miss it.
And thus ended this chapter of Let's Pour Our Hearts Out in the Bedroom of Barney's One Night Stand. Come on, let's go before she gets out of the shower.
You're such a pig. You're not even going to say goodbye?
I'll have you know, I composed a lovely form letter for use in just such an occasion. Just fill out her name, and then something with an A. I'll just put residence.
They flee the flat.
Robin took a long walk that night. She thought about how opening yourself up to another person usually means opening yourself up to going a little crazy. She thought about how much easier it was just to be alone. And then she came to see me.
Arriving at Ted's office with coffees, she sees him working and smiles to herself.
Hey.
Hey. What are you doing here?
I brought donuts, and I don't want to brag, but they're filled with jelly.
So, how was your night?
It was fine, nothing exciting. How was yours?
You really want to hear about boring architect stuff?
Yes, I do. I'm sorry about earlier. To tell you the truth, I never even saw all of Field of Dreams. I fell asleep halfway through.
What? The best part's the last 20 minutes.
Well, maybe they should have moved that part up a little bit earlier, because, you know what? What I'm trying to say is, I love being the person you bitch to. So how was your day, Mr. Architect?
Oh, I like the way you say that.
Hey, you want to see the building that'll make every man in Spokane feel inadequate?
Obviously. Wow. You know, you didn't mention all the foliage around the base. If you trim that back, the rest would look bigger.
You don't have to tell me. And, just for fun, I've sort of been working on my own idea of what I think the building should be.
He shows her a drawing.
What do you think?
You know that time we went to Spokane and I pointed out that skyscraper? That was the first building I ever designed. And that night was the first time I showed anyone my first drawing of it.
Wow. Ted, this is amazing.
Thanks. It's not like it'll ever come to anything.
I don't know. Might come to something. You know, girls find architects very hot.
Okay. But I don't want you expecting 78 stories or anything.
He sweeps her off her feet.
Dear resident, the time we spent together, however long it was, meant the world to me. I would love to see you again, but unfortunately I cannot. You see, I am a ghost. I can only materialize once every decade on the anniversary of my death. I chose to spend my one day among the living with you, sweet resident. Perhaps we will meet again in another decade, provided you keep your figure. Until then, all my love from the beyond, Barney.
Barney? Who the hell is Barney?